Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Pacer players have talked about the impact their fans have had on them. They just love their basketball. As Thomas Bryant, the magic carpet ride for the Pacers is not over. They'll play for an NBA title on Sunday night in Game 7.
We got the Friday four-pack coming your way 1.5 hour from now on Jones and Keefe. As you heard there, we're also heading to a Game 7.
Woo!
Game 7.
Seven!
That's right. Joe loves it.
People are excited. As they should be.
People are excited. I mean, the NBA honestly desperately needed this series to go seven.
Thank God. Yeah.
And I'm not even saying it's some grand conspiracy. The Pacers whooped them last night.
Right.
But the NBA needed this. I think they're taking a bath ratings-wise. And so a game seven will be, thank you,
should help.
Be a monster number, I would imagine,
well,
especially with everything else done.
Yeah. Monster number in, you know.
Compared to games 1-6
right.
is what I mean.
Right,
yeah,
right,
not a historically no. great, like compared to Warriors-Cavs. Or something like that. So we'll get into the NBA Finals. We'll get into the Celtics. Sham Sharania on the McAfee show yesterday had some interesting things to say about the Celtics, so we'll circle to that. But Keith, your pick of the week is related to Rafael Devers and facing off against the Red
sure
Sox tonight
is.
In San Fran.
Sportsbook Rhode Island pick of the week. These have been pretty hot lately.
Sick brag,
yeah, no
bro.
Big deal. Kind of a big deal, though, if you're plucking down a few hams. This one, just a two-legger.
Nice. Oh, I like that. That's increasing the odds of hitting right there. I only need two things.
Red Sox money line.
Okay, well, so that's...
They got to go out there and win this game, Jones.
They've been winning a bunch.
They have been winning a lot. They're a playoff team right now.
2-1 without Rafi.
They got to win this game.
Yeah.
Rafael Devers, dong. So if Rafael Devers hits a home run mm-hmm. in a loss... +836.
Oh, well, that I like.
Come on, folks.
That I like.
That's a juicy number right there.
Wet that beak.
Yeah, please.
Now, did you check the weather? You check the pea soup weather out there in the in the Bay Area? Like, what's it doing out there?
It's going to be, let's see. I haven't the answer, reached out to everybody.
The answer sounds
yet.
Like no.
Al Caprillion is going to get back to me on this. It is going to be 54 degrees?
I don't like that.
Why is it so cold?
I don't like that.
No, but Devers is going to be motivated.
Yeah, he will be.
And the Red Sox will win 3-1 because the Red Sox don't score a lot of runs on their own.
Perfect.
Hunter Dobbins looked pretty good, though.
Real good.
Hunter Dobbins has been real good.
Yeah.
Hopefully his dad will be there.
His dad's like, you were born in San Francisco.
Conceived. You hate the Giants. I hate the Giants. He's like, yeah, I do hate the Giants.
Yeah, you were conceived in San Francisco. I ever tell you a story about how you were conceived in San Francisco?
No, Dad.
I don't think so. Let's get to your phone calls here quick. Ray is in Maine waiting patiently on Rafi Devers. Go ahead, Ray.
Oh, Ray.
Yes, thanks for having me. First of all, I want to say that I'm really pre-planning your guys' visit up to Booth Bay Harbor for the regatta.
Oh, you're pre-planning
that.
Based on the reaction from the higher-ups, you might have to wait till next summer, but okay, good.
Oh, no, don't tell me that. Secondly, you know, I'm looking forward to the theater this weekend with the Giants. Unfortunately, you know, based on the kind of silent reaction of all the players. I think it's going to be kind of maybe some hugs and kisses, but, you know, I would love to have a veteran pitcher just pluck Devers this weekend. I'm putting my money on Giolotto.
Giolotto. I do love.
You like gelato?
What's your favorite flavor?
I'd rather just have ice cream.
Mount Rushmore gelato flavors.
Oh, boy.
Chocolate.
Black raspberry.
Yeah, I think you're sleeping on just chocolate,
I'm
vanilla.
I'm not sleeping on it.
The standard.
Yeah.
Mint. This was a question this morning. You see, there's a poll question on the Greg Hill Show.
Should they throw at Devers' head?
Should they plunk at him? It was like 70% no.
Should they buzz the tower?
It's an easy no for me.
Yeah, well, so you know what's funny is
if Campbell were pitching, maybe, because Cam, I know he's not even on the team, but like somebody who Devers like got mad at, fine, but just because he's a selfish a-hole doesn't mean you throw at him. If he had something out for a teammate, fine.
Yeah, they don't care. If they hit him, that means they care. I think they're like glad that he's gone. They're not losing any sleep over it. If they hit him, so it's Dobbins tonight, Bayo tomorrow, Giolito or Gelato on Sunday.
Gelato.
I don't think they're throwing at him.
Me neither.
And I'm all for that. I'm all for base brawls and everything else. Like, I like that. But that would mean they would have to care about Rafael Devers, which they don't.
I'd be interested in it for sure. Like, I mean, I'd probably give it a little fist pump. But
and for this parlay I got cooking, I'd rather them just give up a gopher ball maybe plunk them after.
Do I want them to do it? No. Do I think they'll do it? No.
Yeah.
66% of the respondents to the Greg Hill Show this morning, almost 1,200 votes, said no.
I don't think that they will. Yeah, I don't think like he was a bad teammate and all, but I think they're like good. They just like kind of wash their hands of him. They're going to move on. They're going to try to make the playoffs without him, and they're going to like forget about the guy. Bradford mentioned yesterday he thinks there will be like hugs. I don't even know if there will be. Like, yeah, I think it'll be polite. I think it'll be like, oh, hey, Devers, like, if he gets the first base, does Abraham Toro or Romy Gonzalez, like, give him a hug? I don't know if he even gives him a hug. Maybe just sort
good
of, like,
question.
A little fist pound.
You said this the other day.
He was pretty liked up until this year.
Yeah, well, these are all the guys on the team right now.
But this year also has a lot of new guys between the minor leaguers and the just acquisitions.
You said it. The interactions at first base, because you know he's playing first base tonight, will be interesting.
That'd be hilarious.
Even beyond
Sox to get to first base, though.
The pregame stuff is kind of like unavoidable. It's like, man, he's coming over for a hug. What do I do? Some of the banter at first base, if there is any, might be interesting to watch.
The best reaction he'll get from somebody will probably be from Cora. Cora will do that, I think, even though maybe deep down he's like, I'm glad this guy's gone. But he'll probably give him a hug and be like, oh, go get him and good luck out there and whatever. Like, he'll talk to him. He'll be very cordial.
Yeah.
And then that'll be it.
He's such a weasel, too. He's, like, trying to play both sides of it.
God,
so, so that's probably
I can't believe they traded you, dude.
Yeah, what the hell, man? Yeah, because that way,
crazy. I hope they don't trade me.
He goes over and gives him a hug. Because that way, if this blows up in Breslow's face, he can be like, I was always with Devers.
Then he goes back to Breslow. Yeah. He's like, oh, my gosh. I'm glad we got rid of this a-hole.
Cora literally. Again, I do think, I didn't believe this in real time, but I think I was wrong about this. Which happens very rarely, that I admit I'm wrong.
Takes a real big man to admit when he's wrong.
I'm wrong all the time, but it takes me a very rare where I admit it. But I was wrong. In real time, I'm like, I bet Cora's upset about the trade. No, I think he's relieved. Who's the only one, as far as I've seen on social media, who said anything about Rafi Devers? Cora. That's it.
Which is pretty hilarious.
Weasel.
Nobody said anything. Duran's like, he's one of 26 guys. Just that, all that little thing.
Oh, here we go.
What do you got?
Davidson, Sam Fran. Going to the game tonight. Hello, David.
Oh, all right.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Sure.
Okay. Yeah, I used to live in Boston. Have been out in the Bay Area for 46 years. Have tickets for tonight.
Wow.
I have my sign.
A late entry.
With two Red Sox logos at the bottom. And it says, hey, Rafi, we may miss your bat, but we surely will not miss you.
It's a wordy sign. I feel like that's going to be small font.
Sick
burn. Boom, roasted.
Sick burn.
Unless you're like blocking out the whole section. I mean, and also my eyesight's poor.
Yeah.
But you need a little something more snappier,
it's
right?
It's more of a banner than a sign. Yeah.
Like, hey, Devers, F you. It's like something quick where you like look at it in the crowd and you're like, oh, I read that.
Yeah.
That one I'd be like, they'd cut away before I finished reading that.
Oh, hey, Ralphie.
Hey, Ralphie.
First of all, real missed opportunity with that.
So that's pretty good. We're going to sign?
Yeah, we'll keep our eyes out for it, David in San Francisco.
You ever brought a sign to a game?
Never.
It's too bad.
What, have you?
It's a miss. Yeah, so we had this independent wrestling company come to St. Paul's when I was there. Uh-huh. I don't know why they did, or actually I do, but it's a whole long story. So they came to, like, and they put on a wrestling show. So we went nuts, and so we had... I think I had, like, the Pimpin' Ain't Easy sign because I was big at the time.
Hell yeah.
My buddy had the sign that just had his name with an arrow pointing down to him. He had that one, which was pretty good. And then, that's the only time I think I've ever brought a sign.
It's good interaction with the wrestlers. What?
No, I'm just laughing. First of all, it's just you bringing a sign, which is funny.
Good.
Second of all, rather be golfing.
Yeah.
It says, good luck rebounding from that sign in the nosebleed, Devers. Good luck coming back from that one.
So funny story. So this was sophomore year of high school, right? And so I went to a boarding school, Bragg. And so we were like in there with like Sharpies making these posters, right? Making these big signs. And then we also, because we would often get like Domino's pizza. So we had Domino's pizza in there and we had all these like Sharpies. Fast forward.
Started also writing on the boxes?
Also big Bragg. Brought a girl back to my room.
Hold on.
Soon as you stepped in, it reeked of markers and pizza. And I was like, it doesn't normally smell like this in here. She's like, oh my God. She never came back to that room. But that was like, it was so overwhelming, the smell of permanent marker and like cheese pizzas.
Honestly, high school, yeah. Keith getting girls back to the room.
Right after an independent wrestling show.
Yeah, even if they ran away immediately, that's way further than I got.
It stinks like lobster.
Oh, dude, I wish it did. It did not that night.
My wife watched the Diane video, by the way.
She sent it to my wife.
She's very. Oh, did she?
Yeah, she was laughing pretty hard.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That was pretty funny.
Well, that's a good sign, though. That's good.
Yeah.
Not in trouble.
Yeah.
Nope.
Where'd it go? Text line. John and Booth Bay here saying my email to beg Ken to let Jones and Keith out of the cage, out of the seaside town, is in production. So he's now writing in a strongly worded email to Ken.
Good luck to you.
To let us go to the Booth Bay Regatta or whatever that is.
We'll see.
I don't have my fingers crossed on that one personally.
Nope.
Based on the initial reaction. But send a strongly worded email. That's fine.
We'll see.
We got game 7 tonight, Keith.
No, we don't.
I'm sorry. We're going to a game 7
after last night.
We
have
game 7 Sunday. Yeah,
game 7
mistake.
Is
dominated
nuts,
the world.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah,
man.
We got two days off to relax, get ready for it.
That is pretty nuts.
No, credit to the Pacers. You and I both thought the Thunder were going to just win it last night, but Indiana's been really, really tough this whole playoff run. Halliburton did play.
They smacked them.
Oh my God, that second quarter just blitzed them around.
Yeah.
And then you're like, it's the NBA. Like, is there going to be like a big run or anything? No, it really wasn't. And so now you got a game 7, which I still think the Thunder will win, but now
me too.
I mean, we'll see how it goes. But the Pacers are tough as hell, and maybe I don't know. Like, maybe the Thunder aren't quite as good as we thought. Like, are you more likely to look at the series and say, maybe the Thunder aren't as tough, or the Pacers are maybe really good?
Definitely the first thing.
Yeah,
it's more of an indictment. I mean, I'll give Indiana credit, but Indiana is not. It would be like the Mavs beating the Heat to me, and maybe that's like too high a end of a comp for OKC. But the Mavericks were not some all-time great team. They weren't even the best team in that series, I don't think. They played the best. But you look back at that Mavs team, you're like, how did they beat Miami? That is kind of how I would look at this. And maybe that's anointing Oklahoma City too early. But this would be one of those type of series where I look at it and go, how'd that team lose to that team?
Right.
And
no, they would be the most surprising champion in like recent memory. Because so, I mean, I guess.
Were you surprised at the Bucks? I was pretty surprised at the Bucks. I thought the Suns that year were kind of how I feel about Oklahoma City, where they were about to win a bunch.
So the reason I wasn't as surprised by the Bucks was they had the league MVP in Giannis.
True.
I wasn't as surprised by the Mavericks. They had the league MVP, maybe not that year, but like recent MVP in Dirk Nowitzki.
Yep. The Pacers don't have anything.
Maybe the
that.
04 Pistons, I guess. They had like 5 All-Stars or whatever,
no.
But they weren't a wagon.
No,
probably that.
If you want to go back that far, definitely.
I think you might have to go back 20 years. Because the other ones, like Toronto, there were so many injuries in that series. So you're like, if you just told me before it began, Toronto would beat Golden State, you'd be like, no
crazy.
Way. But then you're like,
no Thompson,
Clay,
no Durant.
And, yeah, like, okay, yeah. That's sort of a little bit different. But if these two teams just like head-to-head play each other and the Pacers win, I mean, that'd be pretty shocking.
No, but you're right. All those teams, Kawhi's never been an MVP. Right, he's been a finalist.
Kawhi,
MVP.
No, but he's,
but Kawhi's a great player. Yeah. You know, the other two teams, as you pointed out, had MVPs, including Giannis that season.
Yeah.
But yeah,
the Pacers have
nothing approaching that individual talent.
And not only that, it's not even like they were insane during the regular season, right? Like they weren't the 1 seed,
correct?
They were the 4 seed,
right?
And they've had all their guys. Their best player is very, very good, but he's probably, I don't know, the 15th best player in the NBA, which is different than all the other ones.
He's not even healthy.
Right, and he's banged up right now. I mean, for the playoffs, he was healthy. But, like, yeah, but for right now, he's not even 100%. Meanwhile, you're going up against a team that was the number 1 seed in the whole NBA and had the league MVP. Like, that's the team that everybody thinks should win. And now they're facing a game 7. They are pretty heavy favorites in that game, but, you know, they were favorites last night, too.
Look, I think they will win, rather, and I think they're going to be a force to be reckoned with going forward, Oklahoma City. That's my view on them. But if they lose, that's going to say a lot about them, and I'll have to rethink my stance on OKC. I picked them before the playoffs started, even before Jason Tatum got hurt and the Celtics were struggling with the Knicks. Like, I thought they were going to win the title. I still think that.
Mm-hmm.
And if they don't, then we'll have to really look in the mirror. But either way, great story for the NBA, getting to a Game 7. And the Pacers are a tremendous, tremendous story. Like, they are like that Pistons team where they don't have overwhelming individual talent or singular talent.
No, and they're actually well-coached, which
super well-coached.
Gloss over with a lot of teams. You're like, oh, it's not that important.
The irony, though, did you say this to me?
The
irony is the Pistons fired Carlisle way back when.
21 years ago to get Larry Brown.
To bring in Larry Brown, and now Carlisle may be closing the loop on that.
Pretty funny.
Carlisle also the coach of the Mavs in there.
Yeah, he was.
So a lot of similarities.
He's good.
617-779-7937. I think Courtney said it best. Going to game seven, nuts.
It is.
Meanwhile, we also have Shams yesterday on McAfee. And I think this is an interesting exchange. Maybe a touch misleading if you saw it on social media, what Shams actually said. But let's hear the exchange on McAfee.
I'm sure teams are throwing crazy offers for guys like Jaylen Brown and Derek White, but it'll take a pretty insurmountable package to get those guys out of Boston. I will say this. How the Celtics are operating in this space right now is that they're looking at next year as a retooling year.
What?
But that doesn't mean...
Just because the organization looks at it like that doesn't mean the players and the guys in that locker room look at it like that.
I agree
completely. That doesn't mean you don't want to stay competitive. That doesn't mean you don't want to continue. But listen, realistically, without Jason Tatum, it's going to be tough.
Okay.
Yeah, obviously. No, Jason Tatum's going to be tough.
Retooling year, though. We heard that with the Bruins.
Yeah, but retooling. Yeah, right. It's not a rebuild, guys.
It's not a retool. It's a retool.
But, like, if the Bruins retooled at the deadline, if you will, but they kept Pastrnak, McAvoy, and Swayman. So if the Celtics are also retooling, I would view that as you're keeping Brown and White, and then you're trying to figure out pieces around those guys. Because trading Brown and White is, like, blowing the whole thing up.
That's
not
rebuild.
A retool.
Correct.
Right, and if they're like, all right, we got to see where we are, because I think Brad Stevens is going to look at it and be like, all right, we're not a title contender, but can we put a team on the floor that, I don't know, isn't that far off from, say, the Pacers? Like, are there moves out there that you can make where you have a really balanced five? You'll have your star player in Jaylen Brown, and can we win that way? Can we get by in an Eastern Conference, which might be a little bit more wide open next year? Like, is that a possibility? You know, the Cavs are going to be dealing with all kinds of contract stuff, and Garland's hurt, and, like, they got to probably tinker with their roster.
I think with Jaylen Brown, like, I do disagree with Shams on that. I think with Jaylen, you're not that far away from the Cavs' talent. Like, I really don't. I don't love Garland, who, again, as you said, is hurt. Mobley and Allen are fine. You know, Mitchell's amazing. But I don't think you're that far off from them, and they were the one seed last year. I don't think you're far at all away from the Pacers in terms of your overall talent level without Tatum. With
you're
Tatum,
still a playoff team.
With Tatum, you're the best team probably in the sport. You are OKC. Even without Tatum, you should still... I disagree that it's going to be a difficult year, depending on how much they subtract. Yeah. Based on their... they should be 45 at least wins in the pack of playoff teams in the East. And I'd argue higher than that. I'd argue closer to 50 in, like, the four seed. That would be my goal for them next year, assuming you still have Jaylen, White, Pritchard, and pieces like that.
But what I would be interested in, and I think some of these will probably get leaked out publicly, others will probably never hear from, but don't you want to know what all the White and Brown offers end up being? Like, well, I would love to know what all of them are, and then
they need an insurmountable package, which
is a
good nickname.
Good luck.
It's a good it's a good
he comes off the bench for the Pacers. I think.
It's a good fantasy name.
I would love to hear what they even are, you know, and if it's just like a ton of draft picks, like, that doesn't interest me at all, unless it's like the number one pick in the draft. Saying, like, if it's just like four first rounders and a pick swap, I'm like, yeah, we've done that. Like, I'm not in for that.
Bobby Marks said the other day on the off season podcast that they're doing at NBC Sports Boston. Very clever name.
It is smart.
I am jealous of it. I'd spell it differently, but name.
It's still snappy.
Bobby Marks said if they shop Derek White, they would get a Desmond Bane plus return.
I don't want that, though. I'd rather have Derek White.
I also don't want a package of draft picks.
Yeah.
But, you know, depending on the right offer, whatever that insurmountable package, whatever that is, for Jaylen or White, they should listen. But I would want a quicker return to help the team next year and around Tatum than a million draft picks. I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
If that's all you're getting, a Mikal Bridges, Desmond Bane type return for White, he's not worth trading.
No.
We've gone through some of the things we would move Jaylen Brown for. I would trade Jaylen for Giannis. I would trade Jalen for the number one overall pick. I would trade Jalen for Booker. We talked about that.
Those are three that I would also do. After that, you're trying to look at, like, what would even be.
I wouldn't do it for the number two pick in San Antonio. I wouldn't do that.
I wouldn't do it for Durant.
Nope. Not now. I've done it 50 other times, but not now.
Yeah. I don't even know what else makes sense. You're looking around the league. Because the other ones you're thinking, all right, Holiday and Porzingis, those guys will go, and then you get like a player back or whatever, a pick back.
What if the Clippers made like Kawhi available?
For which one? Brown or White?
Jalen. Not enough of a change?
No, and he kind of, like, I think he's incredible. Hurt. He's like Porzingis, basically, like how many games he plays.
He's better than Jalen, but you don't know if he's going to be out there.
But he's not nearly as reliable, so I'd rather have Jalen Brown in that scenario. Yeah, so maybe there's only like three realistic trades I would do.
617-779-7937. You can jump in on this here on a Friday on Jones and Keefe, which means we have a four-pack of questions. The Friday four-pack.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What's in today's Friday four-pack?
Jones and Keith here on a Friday. We got a four-pack of questions for you in the Friday four-pack. It's brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. You can visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential remodeling or commercial building materials and supplies at Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. Real quick before we get to the four-pack of questions.
Yeah.
Jeff Passan just dropped a long takeout here on the Rafael Devers trade.
Oh, boy.
I'm not very far through it.
Okay.
But one thing he does write in there, and I think we can answer all of our questions, he said, Cora, long one of Devers' chief supporters and advocates, supported his expulsion.
Got it. Yeah, I think kind of made sense.
I think just having that written somewhere and like, okay,
yeah,
it's not just our speculation that he's done with it. This is one of the top insiders in the sport.
Yeah, even Cora thought it was best for the team.
He supported the expulsion as a long-time Devers supporter. Yep. So I'll continue to pick my way through that. Anything else jumps out, we'll be sure to pass it along. In the meantime, though, we got a four-pack of questions. What's first up in the four-pack, Billy?
If you could have any former Red Sox player besides Mookie Betts back on the Red Sox, who would it be?
So we just did our top five Friday of current Red Sox. If you did a top five former Red Sox, who are like our active players,
it'd be an insane list.
Yeah.
It'd be an insane list.
So Betts, so, as you said.
I think
said,
Betts is the obvious Betts one. Is so obvious, Betts is obvious, so
we're going one separate from there's, Betts, but Betts would be number
there's
one.
There's a lot of good choices. There's a lot of good hitters. There's a lot of good pitchers, including a Cy Young winner from last year. But you know who I'm going with?
Who are you going with?
Kyle Schwarber.
Great one.
Schwarbs. Since great Schwarber one. Left the Red Sox, he has been with Philadelphia for now his fourth season. In the years after the Red Sox, he led the league with 46 home runs.
I like that.
In 22. He then hit 47 home runs in 23. Only 38 home runs last year.
That's it.
And now he already has 23 home runs.
Nice.
Now he's going to hit you two. Actually, this year he's hitting 241, which is higher than his career average.
It's got to be career high.
It's up there. Actually, 248 in 2024. So maybe something's changed in him. Also, he's going to walk a lot, strike out a lot. I mean, he's kind of Adam Dunn, but give me Kyle Schwarber.
Yeah. I'm just double checking what he's doing this year. He's been phenomenal.
I told you 23
again.
Dongs.
No. The guy I was going to say.
Oh.
I go Evaldi.
Yeah, Evaldi's good.
I didn't care at all when he left. Honestly, I think I was on the air when his initial extension happened, yeah. When the Red Sox re-upped him.
Yeah.
After, I think, 2018, if I remember off the top of my head. And I was kind of questioning that. Then he was awesome, including getting Cy Young votes in 2021, his last year in Boston. Since he left, he made another all-star team. He's got a 1.56 ERA right now for
Jeez.
Texas. They need pitching.
He'd be him and Crochet would be a good one too.
I think Evaldi, and it'd be nice to have like a veteran like that, yeah. And like with a big game pedigree.
Let me toss out a couple names for
on
you
on the list as well. Well, you toss out a couple more, and I'll tell you who definitely isn't on the list.
Would you want Michael Wacha? He pitched. He won last night.
No.
Would you want Andrew Benintendi? He socked a dinger.
No.
But obviously Chris Sale.
Pavetta's been good since Pavetta's he left. I wouldn't
Sale,
have. Pavetta
I was joking
on there.
About those two, by the way. Yeah. But it would be. I mean. I'm sure there are some fans that are just saying Devers, right? Give me Devers back. But you have Betts, Schwarber, Devers. No, me neither. And same with Sale. Like, Sale's really good, but you can't rely on him, and it just wasn't working here anymore. Right. So, like, he's really good, and he's having another all-star season. But I'm not taking Sale.
I'd rather have Evaldi than Sale. Like, not like honestly, not even close. And Sale can win all the Cy Youngs he wants or get all the Cy Young votes he wants. He's never going to be there when it matters. Evaldi will be, and he'll come through. You know, it's definitely not.
Who's
and
it like, definitely not?
Is it Bogarts?
Yes, it's definitely not Bogarts.
Poor Bogarts. He blows
Padres fans are running him out of town.
Dude, he's bad.
Dude.
He's been awful.
In San Diego.
Ugh. It's really bad.
269.
Nice.
Which is a 728 OPS in parts of 3 years, the 2.5 years, I guess.
Yeah.
He's got 34 homers and 130 RBIs.
Yeah, he has no 20 home run seasons with them.
19.
They moved him to second. Now 11, he's back short, right?
4. I'll fact check you on that.
And his contract is insane.
It's horrible.
It's okay. A terrible contract. Which is too bad. He was a very likable player while he was here.
You're right. He's playing shortstop this year.
It was back
shortstop and second last year.
Yeah, he hurt himself at second base last year. And I think he's like, I want to go back to short.
He blows.
Okay, at least he allowed himself to be moved around on the infield. But so
he's a good teammate.
Everybody was like,
the whole time,
why do the Red Sox keep letting generational players go? Well, first of all, they've only let one go. It was Betts. He's the only generational player they have.
Yeah.
And that was a horrible move.
I don't know about Schwarbs.
Second of all, like, they were right about Bogarts.
Yeah.
They might be right again about Devers. So I would just file that away. If you consider Bogarts, Devers, and Betts all in the same bucket, I don't. But if you do, they were right about Bogarts. They might be right again.
Yep.
My answer would be Evaldi. Keith has a great answer, though, and Schwarber. Yep. Again, which Red Sox player you want back other than Mookie Betts, the obvious one? Who else you got, or what else you got, Billy?
Who is the best and worst NBA champion since 2000?
I like these since 2000 questions and lists. We were going over the football team from before. All right, so since 2000, the best team... There's a few. You could go with the Durant, Curry, Warriors, or do you go Shaq, Kobe,
well,
Lakers?
Well, those are the two that I would hone in on. Look, those Heat teams were really good too, but I would probably, and the late, you know, once they got Ray Allen, like those Heat teams were really good, but they were very top heavy. I think I would lean the Golden State teams even over Shaq and Kobe, which again were overwhelming. And ironically, the best Warriors regular season, 73 wins, they didn't bring home a title. I would go with, those Curry Durant teams were, that's pretty.
Because you know what's funny is.
That's a better duo than Shaq and Kobe. It is.
The 2000 Lakers actually won the most regular season games of that run. They won 67 games. But you could argue that by 2002, Kobe was better. Mm-hmm. But they only won 58 regular season games, which seems kind of low. But then they were just so dominant. I think they swept the finals.
Yeah, they were like, Shaq
Kobe
we do
were
not
pretty,
need this.
Pretty unfair. But I Curry and Durant is definitely a good one, too. I mean, they won two in a row, so pick either one of those teams. The worst team might be...
It's probably Toronto.
I think it is Toronto. You know, it's Kawhi Leonard was obviously awesome. You had Fred VanVleet, who had a great series, and Siaka, but, like, they would not have won if Durant and Klay Thompson got hurt.
Who else would you have in the mix? We, I mean, we listed a lot of these earlier unintentionally, but, like, yeah. Would you have Detroit? I don't think Detroit's bad, though.
No, I don't think Detroit is. I mean...
But they were a one-off champ.
Yep.
Like, there's not a ton of those. Dallas was, again, kind... I mean, it would be, to me, probably Toronto or Dallas, unless we're talking, like, Milwaukee. Milwaukee wasn't a great one a couple of years ago.
LeBron's Cavs team with he and Kyrie?
They beat the Golden State team.
Yeah, but Draymond Green got suspended.
For one game.
Yeah, well, they lost that game.
Okay, but Draymond was back out there in game seven.
One of the Spurs teams, well, maybe? But, like, they're good. Like, they're really good.
I have a hard time knocking them.
No, I know. You probably can't. So... The answer is the Raptors. Maybe in hindsight, the Bucks,
Celtics?
I don't think so.
Celtics from last year. Not
no,
the,
no,
not
no.
The
I know
one.
Not the 08 Celtics.
And they played nobody.
Yeah.
I'm saying that tongue-in-cheek.
I don't think they are,
but like they're on the list of worst champions.
But what about the Giannis, Budenholzer Bucks?
I think that one's
the next one.
Honestly, it's probably not Dallas. It's probably the Bucks or Toronto.
Right.
I would, well, maybe it is the Bucks over Toronto.
Okay.
Kawhi was awesome.
Yeah, but at least they beat like a real team. Like the Raptors, it's really hard to say because they played a very undermanned.
As a tiebreaker, fine. Yeah. Okay, we'll settle on Toronto.
All right.
What is the best true crime documentary you've seen?
What do you got?
Well, does The Jinx count?
Yeah.
I like The Jinx.
Jinx is really good.
I like The Jinx.
The Making a Murderer one was insane. Like that swept up the whole country. That was unbelievable. And you know, people have all their different theories on it. They even came out with a season two, which I feel like I'd slept on. I thought it was pretty good. But season one was an all-timer. We were talking about The Staircase off the air the other day.
So
Staircase, if you guys haven't seen that, is worth a watch. It's pretty wild.
Based on your recommendation, I suggested this to Kat last night. We went with a different show, but I suggested it. Once the NBA Finals were getting out of hand, I'm like, you want to start The Staircase? She's like, I don't. So I was downvoted on that. But
I've seen most of these, but I would say, Staircase, Making a Murderer. I did like The Jinx. That also came back with the season two.
I didn't see that.
Nah, wasn't as good. But it was interesting. The access they had was good.
Anytime you got the guy mic'd up, taking a leak, admit it. Spoiler alert.
I'm the one who did it.
It's a pretty good moment.
Oh, my God.
So I would lean Jinx. You have a favorite there, Billy, on the list?
I did like Making a Murderer. I thought that was really good. And I don't know if this counts as a true crime, but that Netflix did one on the Boston Marathon bombing, which was really good.
So that was good.
Counts.
I saw that as well.
Yep.
Yeah, that probably does count. That was... Was that another one of the Manhunt series? Was it one of those? Yeah,
yeah.
I thought was good.
Three or four episodes was really good.
What was it?
Three or four episodes, I think it was.
Oh, really good. Okay, those are good ones. What else? What's our last question, Bill?
Is a relationship with AI considered cheating?
This was in the news the other day. Apparently some guy proposed to his AI robot, but his current wife was mad at him. Like his real human being wife didn't like that.
I think it is cheating.
All right, so I guess there's a couple different questions I have. Is it like the robot from Ex Machina who looks like a human person and is very convincing that they're a human person, but they're not a human person? They have all human person parts.
Nice.
All parts.
Uh-huh.
Or is it just somebody you talk to?
Or is it ScarJo and her?
Like a chatbot.
Yeah, like Siri.
Okay.
Siri?
Well, answer them separately. How would you, would you have different answers? I would have the same answers. Cheating either way.
If you're just chatting, I don't think it's cheating.
The guy proposed.
Well, I mean, he took it a little too far.
So that's what I'm saying. I mean,
you can't do that. I mean, once you're a married man, I mean, this is
emotional
sister
cheating,
wives.
Cheating.
Okay, but if
emotional cheating, I guess, is cheating.
But okay, but if take it to the extreme, if they propose to a chatbot, that's cheating. That's not okay.
But if you propose to a head of lettuce, is that cheating? Or are you just kind of maybe a little
what
off?
Do you doing? What's going on with the lettuce? Show?
It's none of your business. That's what I'm doing with the lettuce.
What's going on with the lettuce when I'm not home?
You're not gonna want to see it after. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's different.
I'm telling you right now, in a vacuum, I go, is it cheating? Well, no, it's a stupid robot. But if you go, if Kat is
just spending all her time talking to this guy.
Would I like that? No, I would not. if I personalize it, I'm going to say, that's cheating.
No, but
I like that.
See, I would say it's not cheating, but it's still a reason to break up with the person.
Fine.
Because you're that's really
with a smart speaker.
Yeah, it's strange behavior, but it's not cheating.
Yeah, I'm taking my chatbot out on a date.
Give me my MacBook.
Yeah.
I can get out of here.
So, yeah, I mean, I'll tell you right now, I wouldn't like it.
It's a fine line.
I don't know what it is, but I wouldn't like it.
No, that's fair.
My wife might be relieved if I started spending more time just with the chatbot.
She's like, oh, good, finally.
Yeah. Oh, great. More sports takes to the chatbot. Somebody will listen.
I need the Wi-Fi password again. Like, what is happening in there?
That's the Friday 4-Pack every Friday here on Jones and Keefe. We'll get to your phone call, 617-779-7937. I'll keep picking my way through this Jeff Passan takeout on Rafael Devers. Not a ton in the first section, but I'll continue going through it. And also, Shedeur Sanders kind of half apologized for all the speeding tickets.
Sure he did.
I think it's a jumping off point for Drake May. And, well, whether or not Drake May has the makeup for the position, Shedeur clearly doesn't. I think a guy like Caleb Williams probably doesn't. Does Drake May. Let's get into it next.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I know I be vibing, bro.
He's just a regular kid. Like, what's wrong with
you? I'm just a little boy.
He didn't do nothing wrong. I haven't seen anything wrong.
He's talking about overall in life. You know, I made some wrong choices personally, and I got to own up to him. I made some, you know, not great choices.
He's saying that because he's an accountable person.
I learned.
We're from the real
bro.
People.
I learned.
It's not. He don't be
I learned.
That was Shedeur Sanders at David Njoku's charity softball tournament.
Nice. It's a good time. Slow pitch, fast pitch?
Oh, good question. I don't know.
All right.
But somebody in the media there kind of cornered him on the field. It's Shedeur and another teammate. And they're like, hey, man, what's going on with these multiple speeding tickets where he's going over 100, caught speeding a couple of times within a two-week span?
Yeah.
And that was his pseudo, quote-unquote, apology. Florio had an item on this today. He's like, if you only read the comments, they actually read okay. But then you hear him. He's laughing it off. He's joking around.
Right.
He doesn't seem very serious and or sorry, which, again, these are just speeding tickets. Like, I don't want to over-dramatize the actual infraction.
Oh, on the scale of things.
But for a guy who already fell to the fifth round and had questions about his makeup, to just kind of laugh off stuff that honestly might get you cut from the Browns.
Yeah.
And be like, I'm just a little boy. His teammates there, he didn't really even do anything.
Yeah, he's talking about overall in life. You know, I made some wrong choices personally, and I got to own up to him. I made some, you know, not great choice.
Like, if you read that, you're like
the same franchise that had Johnny Manziel.
Yeah.
The NFL over the last couple of years has had some pretty highly notable speeding cases.
I'm just saying.
That's true.
Like, the infraction itself, you shouldn't be driving that fast. Not the worst thing I've ever heard. And who among us hasn't sped before? But, like, two of them in a short period of time, and then you can't even, like, figure out how to apologize without laughing it off. It makes me question the whole makeup with him. And I like him. I believe in him.
No, I know you do. Not to break your brain.
Yeah.
But I've got a question for the group.
Great.
Why do they make cars that can go over 100 miles an hour?
That's a great question.
Where are you supposed to go 100 miles an hour?
My son asked me this sometime. My son asked
me this. The Autobahn.
He's like, how fast does our Nissan Rogue go?
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know. It says 120, 140, like whatever.
Let's take it up to the top of a hill and find out.
I've never even been close. Like, you should, right. You could shut.
What's the point?
You could shut the thing down at 100 miles an hour.
The speed limit everywhere. I guess maybe out west, there's a couple places where it's like 75, 80. But for the most part, around here, the highest the speed limit goes is 65.
Right.
So, all right, you don't have to like cap the car there, but why do cars go 130 if that is like a felony or whatever? You know what I mean? Like, I don't get it. What's the point?
Cap the speed limit.
Now, if you, maybe the police cruisers put those bad, you let those bad boys rip it.
What if I'm looking at my car and now I'm like, I'm redlining at like 80?
That's what it probably should be, in all honesty.
But I'm just saying.
Is this America? But if you're going 130, that's against the law. So why are you allowed to go 130? Or why do you have the capability of going 130?
It's a great question. You should run on this platform.
That might be my thing.
I don't know how many votes you're going to get.
We're going to go two recesses. We're also going to go free parking at the Sox games.
Thought this was America.
I don't know how many votes you're going to get on that platform. But it's really not a bad idea. You want to stop people from speeding, stop making cars going so fast.
The cars go so fast.
Good idea.
And people are like, I kind of want to see what this feels like to go so fast.
If you show up and you're on the lot and you're like, this one only goes 80, what's up with this one? I mean, I'm sure that's
this
probably why.
Slow? If I had to race somebody, could I win? They're like, well, not in this one.
Yeah.
They're like, all right.
I got to get any speeding tickets in this one. No?
They're like, yeah.
That's the one for
you.
You
go too fast.
Okay, that's
you
good.
You go way too fast.
Honestly, great question.
Yeah.
Great question. I imagine it has something to do with sales, but I don't have a real answer.
Sales?
Yeah, car
sales. So I'm like, oh, I'm going to buy this car. Like, buy the car because they can't go to 120?
You don't think people...
Have you ever done 120 in a car?
No, definitely not. But you don't think people buy their car and they're like, this thing goes 150?
No, they do, but I don't get it. Like, so when do you do it? Oh, I drag race. Is that legal?
I'm telling you. I'm sure the auto industry lobbies the government and says, no, we're going to be able to make cars super fast.
I go up to...
No one's ever going to drive them. If they do, that's not our fault.
I drive
out of the... We only make it go that fast. That's not our fault.
I take it up to the track in Loudoun and I do a bunch of turns, ripping my Mazda, 200 miles an hour.
Keep the speedometer there, but just make sure the car doesn't go higher than 100.
Yeah, right. It's like, oh, look at me. Whoa, I'm going 150.
This thing
like,
goes 180. Not gonna.
They got the gun on it. Like,
right.
You're going 79 miles an hour.
Now, look, I don't pretend to really understand how an engine works, but when I worked at Winnie's World up in Vermont, mini golf.
Nice, dude.
Sick brag, bro.
Bumper boats, go karts. I would hear all the time about people who are like, yeah, you take the governor off this thing, you can really open her up.
I took the restrictor plate off the Red Dragon, give it a little extra juice. Not exactly street legal.
can we get a governor
go from turtle to hare?
Like a real one on these cars. Yeah. So be like, let's lock it in at 80. You can't drive faster than 80.
I like the hard asses on the text line. It's like, all right, well, they keep driving 130. Then my car goes 130. Awesome. Where do you do that?
Okay.
Where do you do that?
So on Shadur,
my stupid muffler.
Yeah, you hear that? Yeah, I heard it.
On Shadur.
Heard it miles away.
It's fair to have questions about his makeup or like Caleb Williams. The reason I preferred Drake May to Caleb Williams in that draft was makeup.
Do you think his like personality or his play style holds him back more in the NFL?
Well, I think the reason he fell was personality. And so I like his play style.
But if he's good enough, they won't care about that.
No, they won't care, but will it hold him back from being what he can be?
But I wonder, like, similar to, like, the Devers stuff, Shadur Sanders, I don't know how well-liked he is by teammates.
Right.
And so it's going to be interesting. So
that was
when you were, like, the guy. They didn't even like you. So if you're, like, the fourth-string quarterback, what are they going to think of you? I'm interested in that part of it, too.
Okay. Here we go. You guys are such weenies.
Yep. I know, because you guys are out there ripping at 150 everywhere you go.
It's a cuck take from both of you.
Just like spoiler.
Yeah, I know.
Somebody said it's for emergency situations. What? Like you're driving away from the police?
Yeah. It's not how it works. You still got to get pulled
over.
If
you want to make like ambulances be able to drive super fast, that's fine.
Right. If someone's giving birth in the car and you got to speed, like,
Good one, Keith. Yeah, good point. You want people giving birth in cars everywhere? You got to be able to drive 130.
What a great story that is of your birth. There I was in the backseat of a Volkswagen.
I don't know if you should be driving.
Put everybody in danger in this situation.
I don't know if you should be driving 130 with a pregnant lady in the front seat, but whatever.
Also dangerous.
That doesn't seem the safest.
Keys a slam on the brakes and then just pops out.
Listen, if that makes me a wuss, so be it. I just don't understand the point of it.
Well, it's a good question. It's a fair question.
I think it's a great question.
Blame the auto industry.
Yeah.
a lot of takes. So when it comes to Drake, though, do we feel solid about his makeup? Because I feel better about him than Shadura
and Caleb Williams. Pretty well liked by his teammates, which so was Mac Jones. That's not the be all end all. It's going to be about your talent. But I feel like
he also sent out the backup quarterback. I think so.
Yeah, I think there's a chance of that. There's definitely a chance of that. But now it's like, all right, like we did this for you. It's kind of sink or swim time. And there's less excuses. Now, I know he's not, you know, loaded with all pro talent all around him, but you have a competent head coach, you have a competent offensive coordinator, which you didn't have last year. So, like, at least that part of it is out the window. I don't think you can make a lot of excuses for Drake May now. So, it'll all be about how he performs on the field now.
617-779-7937. You can jump in here on Jones and Keith. I'm about halfway through the Jeff Passan story. They do have some interesting items in there. On Rafael Devers, big takeout here. As Jared Carabas just put it on Twitter, Keith, happy hit piece day to all who observe. Some of that going on in this, no doubt about it.
Yeah, I guess, but a lot of people are like, oh, it's smear campaign season, hit piece, all this stuff. And it's like, we've been talking about this since February when Rafael Devers was saying, I won't move to DH.
Correct.
We were already talking about Devers. So a lot of this isn't new. Some of the stuff like David Ortiz kind of piling on that, I guess, is a little bit different, but I don't know. This is all information that's been pretty public knowledge.
Yeah. Well, let's see what else we got in this story. We'll relay all the findings here coming up next.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.